Spring thou up within my heart, rise to all eternity.
Well, in our pastor's absence, we have Brother Eric Floyd from Ashton, Kentucky, Hurricane Road Grace Church. And this church, we're so thankful to have you here, brother. Come preach to us.
I ask you to open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. And while you're turning there, let me say thank you to John and Irene for having us over last night. We had such a good evening with everybody that was there. But appreciate y'all opening your home to us and making us feel so welcome. And it's also a blessing to see Brother Henry and Doris. I can't tell you how dear you are to us and to our family. Just thankful to see you and worship with you this morning. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. We read this in our Sunday school lesson. It says, "And the people..." Verse 11, "And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing." Now the title of my message this morning is this: what does a sinner need? What does a sinner truly need? I can think of many things we want, many things we would like to have, but what does a sinner need? And I believe there's five points in this text that'll teach us what a sinner truly needs. First, I need to hear of Him. Oh, how I desperately need to hear of the Lord Jesus Christ. To know Him. Him that is true. Second, I need to come to Christ. It says here, they followed Him. They followed. These people, they heard of Him and they followed Him. Third, I need to see Him as the sovereign. What is that? It says there, He received them. He received them. I need Him to speak to me. I need to hear His gospel. I need to have His gospel declared unto me. He spoke to them of the kingdom of God. And then last, I need to see my need of Him. You see that? My need of Christ. And for Him, I need Him to heal me. I need to see my need of Him, and I need Him to heal me. So, just for a little bit this morning, let's look at this passage of Scripture together. It says verse 1, when they knew. Now, earlier in this chapter, the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ, they had went through those towns and cities preaching the gospel. If you go back and read, you'll see they went about preaching the gospel and healing the sick. And we read that Herod was perplexed about this. He didn't understand what was going on. People were being, the gospel was being preached. People were being healed. And Herod just couldn't figure out what was going on. And some had told him, they said Elias had appeared. And or one of the old prophets had been risen. But Herod just could not make any sense of it. And he said, I beheaded John. What else, you know, kind of what else is there? Who is this? Of whom do I hear such things? Isn't that who we desire to know? Whom do I hear of such things? But here in our text, we read that the people, it says when they knew. Now, it says when they knew it, but it, if you see, it's in italics. That's been added by the translator. It just says when they knew. When they knew. And up to this point, all we've been reading about is Christ and Him preaching the Word. When they knew of Him, of Christ in His Gospels. Herod didn't say, what is this? What is this? He said, who? Salvation's not in a what. Salvation's in a who. Salvation is in Him. In Him alone. When the people knew. What does a sinner need? I need to know Christ. I need to know Him. Over in 1 John chapter 5, John says, We know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we might know Him. That we might know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true. Even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is, and he goes on, he says, this is the true God, and this is eternal life. To know Him. What does a sinner need? I need to know Him. I need to know Him. I need to acknowledge Him for who He is. He's God. He's my Savior. He's my prophet, my priest, my king. To know Him is to believe on Him and trust in Him. To trust in Him and Him alone. Paul said, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Paul said this. He said, remember that when he was on that ship, and that ship was going to, over in Acts 27, that ship was going to crash, and everybody was worked up on the ship, and Paul said this. He said, sirs, I believe God. I believe God. It'll be just as He spoke it. It'll happen just as He declared it, just as He said it would. And if you remember, every man on that ship was delivered safely. Every last one of them. Sirs, I believe God. Isn't that what Abraham said all the way back? Abraham believed God. To know Christ, to know God, is to experience Him. To experience Him. To be one with Him. To be one with Christ. Again, not a doctrine. Don, you said that last night. Many of us knew the doctrine up here for a long time. But until it's applied to the heart, Christ dwelleth in me. To experience Him. Paul said, Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. To know Christ is to experience Him, to be made one with Him. Just as a husband and a wife are made one flesh. To know Christ is to have fellowship with Him. To have fellowship. This past week, I had a trip for work and I was up in Columbus. And I looked this up. I didn't count them myself. There's 879,170 people that live in Columbus. Okay, well, why would I say that? Because when I ate supper, I ate by myself. When I got up and ate breakfast, I ate by myself. As far as I know, I don't know anyone out of all those people in Columbus. I don't know one of them. But when I got home, I sat down with Abby. I sat down with our boys. We sat. We had fellowship. We're together. We're family. We have a common love. Last night, John and Irene's house, we went over. Never been in your home before. But as soon as we pulled in the driveway, we felt like we were at home. We felt welcome. And we had fellowship with other believers. We sat around and we talked and we sang hymns. Oh, what a joy to have fellowship, to be one with our brethren. To know Christ is to have fellowship with Him. To be one with Him. To know Christ. It's not knowing about Him. It's knowing Him. It's knowing Him. Well, back to our text. What does a sinner need? What do I need? I need to know Him. I need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to follow Him. Look at the again there in verse 11. When they knew, they came to Him. You see that? They came to Him. They followed Him. That's what He told the disciples. Turn to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Look beginning with verse 17 of Matthew 4. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, "Follow me. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets, and they followed Him. They dropped their nets right there. They didn't put them up for sale. We don't read they put them up for sale to see what they'd get out of them. They dropped their nets, and they followed Him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and they followed him. They heard his voice, and they followed him. You see that? They had to follow Him. They had to. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And they dropped everything. They left their jobs. They left their family. For one. For the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 9 we read of two men. Two blind men. They followed Him. And they cried, saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." And our Lord went into a house, and they continued to follow Him. They followed Him into the house. And He asked them, He said, "Do you believe that I am able? Do you believe I'm able? Do you believe I'm able to do this?" And they followed Him, and they came to Him, and they said, "Yes, Lord. We believe. We believe." And He touched them. He touched them. And He said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were opened. Our Lord asked His disciples on this thing of following Him. He said, "Will you go away? Will you go away?" And they said, Simon Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. To follow Him. To follow Him. And continually, we continually come to Him, don't we? We follow Him and continually come to Him. What does a sinner need? Back in Luke 9:11, what does a sinner need? We read that they knew Him. We read that they followed Him. And third, He received them. He received them. Who did the receiving? He did. He did. It's by His power. It's by His sovereignty. I need to recognize in this thing of salvation, it is all of Him. It's totally and completely of Him. Turn to Matthew 8. Matthew chapter 8. Look, beginning with verse 1. When He was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed Him. And behold, there came a leper. Now, John Gill wrote this in his commentary. He said, leprosy, it's an emblem, it's a picture of sin and the corruption of our nature. It's uncleanness. Uncleanness. And it's something in which every man is defiled. It renders him infectious, nauseous, abominable. And it's a condition of only which Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, can heal. It can only be cleansed by Christ, our great high priest, who's able to cleanse us from all sin. And no doubt this leper tried to cover his leprosy. They were told to, you know, grab a piece of cloth and put that over their mouth and to shout, unclean, unclean. And everybody around knew their wretched and miserable condition. And that's us. That's us. That's us by nature. But here in Matthew, we read He came and He worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. He fell at His feet. And look at this verse. He said, Lord, if Thou will. If Thou will. Thou canst make me clean. Lord, You're sovereign. You're sovereign. You have the power to save me. You have power over sin, power to heal. And Lord, if You will, You can make me whole. You can make me clean. God's sovereign. And He can save us, or He can pass us by. But this leper, he came to Him and he said, Lord, if you will, you can make me whole. And Jesus, look at verse 3, put forth His hand and He touched him. He laid hold of him. Huh? And He said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. Is there any question as to who does the healing? Huh? Is that not cleared up? Christ and Christ alone. Who does the saving? Christ and Christ alone. I don't know how modern religion would describe this encounter. Would the leper say, I've decided to let You heal me. Isn't that just utter foolishness? Would he approach him like Naaman did? Would he approach him with his gifts and his letter from the king and his gold and his silver? What do the scriptures say? The scripture says, this man, even the Pharisees said this, this man receiveth sinners. That's how we come before God. He's sovereign. I'm the sinner. Fall at his feet. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and he touched him and he said, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately, think about that. I don't know how long this man had been a leper, how long he'd been in this condition, but we know this, immediately, when the Lord touched him, immediately, he was made clean. He was made whole. He received him. It's by his power and his alone. Now back to our text. We read that they knew him. They followed him. He received them. And then forth, he spake unto them of the kingdom of God. What does a sinner need? I need for him to speak to me. I need him to declare his gospel unto me. We know this. If he speaks it, we'll hear, huh? He said, my sheep, hear my voice. He spake unto them of the kingdom of God. Now in Matthew and Mark, we read that the Lord Jesus Christ went about preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. He went about preaching. So what do I need? I need to hear the gospel. I need to hear his word. The good news. Not in pomp and splendor, not in some kind of outward observance or ceremony. He said, my kingdom's not of this world. It's his kingdom. And as it's his kingdom, I listened to a message Brother Paul preached about this. This is so, his kingdom, he's the king. He's the king. Now, we don't know much about that in our day and time. We don't know much about a sovereign, one who rules and reigns over all. But in his kingdom, he's the king. And we're all subject to the king. He's the king to do with his people as he will, as he sees fit. And he rules and he reigns over all his kingdom. Isn't that what he revealed to Nebuchadnezzar? Old Nebuchadnezzar, he said, all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will and the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? He's the king. And he rules and reigns over all. In his kingdom, his subjects will bow to him. We bow to the king. We read this, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now there were some rulers over there in Matthew that questioned his authority. Because again, his subjects, we bow to him. But there were some, they questioned his authority. And our Lord told a parable. And he silenced them pretty quick. He told them this. He wrapped it up by saying this. He said, the publicans and the harlots will go into the kingdom of God before you do. Now think about that. The publicans and harlots, they knew something of themselves, didn't they? The publicans and harlots, they believed. The publicans and harlots, they repented. And they fell at his feet. In his kingdom, his subjects fall at his feet. We fall at the feet of the Master. Remember that publican over there in, I think it was in Luke? What did he say? Huh? Now the natural man says this, we will not have this man reign over us. Huh? We have no, isn't that what they said when they crucified? We have no king. We have no king but Caesar. But what did that publican do? He beat upon his chest and he cried. He wouldn't even raise his eyes to heaven. And he said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. What about, there was a harlot. There was that woman taken in the very act of adultery. And those Pharisees, those scribes and Pharisees, they thought, we've got him now. And they took that woman taken in the very act of adultery, and they brought her before the Master. And they said, according to the law, she's to be stoned. What do you say about this? What do you say? Well, you know, they probably thought we have. There were a big crowd of them there. They all wanted to see it, didn't they? And he said that he acted. He just was right in there on the ground with his finger and acting like he didn't hear. And finally, they just kept at it. And he said, whichever one of you doesn't have sin, cast the first stone. And they all rolled out there, didn't they? And then it was just her and the Master. And the Master looked at her and said, where's your accusers? She said, they're all gone. And he said, neither do I accuse thee. Oh, wow. Go and sin no more. Huh? His kingdom is not of this, it's not of this world, is it? Righteousness, peace, joy, peace and pardon by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Justification by His righteousness. Free and full salvation by Him. In Him and Him alone. He preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. He speaks, and listen, when He speaks, our brother read that. Huh? What hath the Lord spoken? He shall speak peace. Peace. He speaks peace to the hearts of His people. Well, back to our text. What do I need? What does a sinner need? I need to know Him. I must know Him. I need to follow Him. I need Him to receive me. It's on His terms, isn't it? I need to hear Him speak His gospel. And I need to hear it over and over again. And last, I need to know my need of Him. I need to be healed of Him. You see that at the very end of the verse. He healed them that had need of healing. Who did He heal? Those that were in need. Turn back a few pages, just to Luke chapter 5, and look at verse 27. Luke 5, and begin with verse 27. After these things, he went forth, and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and he said to him, follow me. And he left all, and he rose up and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his house. And there was a great company of publicans and others that sat down with him, but their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners? And Jesus answered and said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Blind men, lepers, countless others in the Scriptures that were in need came to Him. and he healed him. And he healed him. He made him whole. Has he revealed his need? You know, I can remember a time when I didn't need him. I can remember a time when I was content with my works, my so-called self-righteousness. And a man kept telling me, "You're a sinner. You're a sinner." But he didn't leave it at that. Christ came to save sinners. Boy, if the Lord would just be pleased to reveal that to us. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, and I need Him. I need Him. Have you heard of Christ? Have you heard of the Lord Jesus Christ? Seek Him. Believe Him. Rest in Him and Him alone. Knowing this, that He is able. He is able. Are you in need of healing? What do the Scriptures declare? Huh? He healed all those in need of healing. You know, the Pharisees and those religious people at that time and in our time don't need Him. Don't just listen to them. They don't. He needs them. They were looking at ways. Listen, they didn't need Him. They denied His power. They tried to run Him off. They tried to be done with Him. Remember when He healed that Gadarene man? And the people came out to see what had happened? And here was this man that had been running around naked in the tombs. Chained. Couldn't be tamed. And now he's sitting. And he's clothed. And he's sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. What did they say? Get out of here. Oh my. They bid him to depart. But a sinner? That Gadarene would have followed him anywhere he went, wouldn't he? Huh? A sinner. A true sinner. Must have Him. Must have Him. Are you in need of healing? And seek Him. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn with me to one more passage of Scripture. Turn to 1 Timothy. First Timothy 1:15. What did Paul say? 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying. This is a true saying. This is a saying that must be heard. It's a saying that's worthy of all acceptation. That Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Paul throws in there and says, "Of whom I'm the chief." Aren't we thankful? Aren't we thankful? Well, I pray God will be pleased to bless His word to our hearts here this morning.
Let's all stand and turn to number 249. 249. All right.
Conflict, many a doubt, fighting.